听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 10, Section 1, A, Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like some instant coffee.
Certainly. How much would you like?
A large jar, please.
Dialogue 2.
That's a very nice cardigan. Is it new?
Yes. It was very cheap. I got it in a sale.
I like it very much. It suits you very well.
Oh, thank you.
Dialogue 3.
Do you read many novels?
Yes. I suppose I've read about 4 novels this year.
I see. And what was the last novel you read?
Let me see. It was Our Man in Havana.
And when did you read it?
I read it on Tuesday evening.
Why did you read it?
Well...
Dialogue 4.
Do you smoke?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been smoking for?
6 years.
And how many cigarettes have you smoked during that time?
Oh, thousands.
Dialogue 5.
I was just about to have a swim when I saw the shark.
That's nothing. I was in the middle of swimming when I saw the shark.
What happened?
I started swimming for the shore, of course.
B. Hotel English.
Can I have breakfast in my room?
Certainly, madam. Breakfast is served in your room from 7 o'clock until 10. Here's the menu.
Thank you. I'd like to have the continental breakfast.
Yes, madam. And at what time would you like it?
About 8:30, I think.
8:30. Very good, madam. And what kind of fruit juice would you like? We have pineapple, orange, grapefruit.
I think I'd like the pineapple, please.
Pineapple juice. And would you prefer tea or coffee?
Coffee, please.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Yes, come in.
I've brought you your breakfast, madam.
Oh, yes, thank you. Could you put it on the desk over there, please?
Shall I pour you a cup of coffee straight away, madam?
No, thanks. I'll pour it myself in a minute.
Is there anything else, madam?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Section 2. A. Discussion.
Eddie is talking to Tom.
Have you ever been really frightened?
I suppose so. Once or twice.
Can you remember when you were most frightened?
That isn't difficult.
What happened?
Well, we used to have a favourite picnic place beside a lake. We had a boat there. I was there with some friends, and I decided to swim to a little island. It didn't look far, and I started swimming. But halfway across, I realized it was a lot further than I thought. I was getting very tired. I shouted. Luckily, my friends heard me and brought the boat. I thought I was going to drown. I've never been more frightened in my life.
B. Forum.
Should school children take part-time jobs? This is a discussion which will appear in a magazine. This month, our panel looks at part-time jobs. Are they good for school children or not?
Definitely not. Children have got 2 full-time jobs already, growing up and going to school. Part-time jobs make them so tired they fall asleep in class.
I agree. I know school hours are short, but there's homework as well, and children need a lot of sleep.
Young children, perhaps. But some boys stay at school until they're 18 or 19. A part-time job can't harm them. In fact, it's good for them. They earn their pocket money instead of asking their parents for it. And they see something of the world outside school.
You're absolutely right. Boys learn a lot from a part-time job, and we mustn't forget that some families need the extra money. If the pupils didn't take part-time jobs, they couldn't stay at school.
Well, we seem to be equally divided, 2 for and 2 against. What do our readers think?
Section 3. Sport Dictation. Sport Dictation 1.
Philip Andrews is 16 and he's about to leave school. He comes to me for advice every week. He's looking for an interesting job, and he would like good wages. One of his friends works in a supermarket. Another friend works in a factory. Philip thinks supermarket jobs are not well paid, and factory jobs are boring.
Sport Dictation 2.
And finally, some news from the United States. David Thomas, the Californian pop singer, is 16 today, and he is giving a party for 60 guests. His young friends have bought him a Rolls Royce, the most expensive one they could find. David is famous because he is the fastest driver and the youngest pop star in the state of California. He is flying to Paris tomorrow.